Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Clearly, spring is setting in. Clearly, spring. Time for growth, spring. Well, you notice in all the gyms, you know, in Southern California, everyone's decided to work out, especially on a day like today. And of course, what is one of the fundamental drivers for that workout? To lose weight. There's no better time to do it. Spring is the time to lose weight. But there's problems on that one. A lot of people say, I can't lose weight. Now, I'm not singling out women because there are men like this, but usually it is women. And there's reasons for that I'm not going to get into. But the bottom line is, a lot of people, male, female, can't lose weight. They will say, I've tried everything. So in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to get into the reality of it. And if you just listen to these simple steps, you will start losing weight. Don't lie to yourself. Not, you're not doing that on purpose, but don't make those delusional conclusions that you can't lose weight, because you can. I know you've tried. Let me straighten it out for you. All right, number one, by and large, when you exercise, which you need to do to lose weight, if you're the one that can't lose weight, I guarantee you, your exercise deal is all off. And yes, I know you're convinced you've exercised, you've tried it all. Let me give you one of the prerequisites. You've got to go out and buy a heart rate watch. That's a watch you put on your wrist. You turn it on, it continuously monitors your heart rate. In other words, at any time, you can, even when you're asleep, if you're wearing the watch, you can look at your wrist and it'll tell you what your heart rate is, your heartbeat, the number of beats per minute. When you exercise, you have to increasingly bring your heart rate over 140. Now, I'm not going to get into details today. You can go online and look up what an optimal exercise heart rate is for you. But anywhere from 130 to 140 to 150 to 160 to 170 to 180. There's all sorts of algorithms online that'll easily teach you what, for your age and weight, a good heart rate is. This is the heart rate. Let's just say it's 160. If you're middle age and you don't have a heart condition, you're generally healthy, but you're just burned out and you can't lose weight, let's just call it 160. You have to develop a program, an exercise program, whereupon 3 to 4 times a week, you succeed in whatever you're doing to bring your heart rate up to 160, and then you have to hold it there with whatever you're doing for a good 15 to 20 to 30 seconds. And then when you're too tired to sustain it any more than that, you rest. And you can rest as long as you need to rest until you can start exercising again and build up your heart rate until you bring it to 150, 160. It's called interval training. It's integral. If you're one of those people who's convinced, middle-aged female packing on an extra 50 or 60 pounds, has had a couple of kids, she's absolutely convinced that she can't lose weight no matter what she does, and she's tried everything. I guarantee you, if you listen and learn and keep yourself open, you'll have no more issue with this. So number one, for a span of about 20, 30, 40 minutes a day. And again, why do I give you those ranges? Because you don't have to start at 20 minutes. You can start at 5 minutes. But you've got to work yourself up to a good 20, 30, 40 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, of some form of physical motion. That's a wide variety, right? Some form of physical motion whereupon you will bring your heart rate in this physical motion up to about 150, 160 beats per minute. And once you're heaving and huffing and you get it up there because you look at the watch and you see it, you got to keep doing it. You got to keep running. You got to keep dancing. You got to keep swimming. You got to keep treading. You got to keep stair climbing. You got to keep rock climbing. Whatever you're doing, you got to keep doing it for a good 15, 20 to 30 seconds. I guarantee you, when 3 to 4 times a week, you can exercise for a good 30 minutes in interval sets. Bring the heart rate up, let it drop. After you, do you keep it? Do you sustain it more than 20, 25, 30 seconds? Do you? No, because you're going to be out of breath. You're going to be out of wind. You're going to be ridiculously tired. So what do? After 15 seconds on that treadmill with your heart rate up at 160, you stop. You slow down. You let yourself fully recover. So we go into intensity cycle, rest cycle. Intensity cycle, rest cycle. Intensity cycle, rest cycle. That evolution, and it's an evolution, to where you can get to that 3-4 times a week, 30 minutes of doing something with the heart rate up there for 20, 30 seconds and then down. That is requirement one. Do not just do that. I'm going to tell you other things you have to do. Don't pick one thing and decide that that's the way it's done. No, you have to do everything I tell you to do. So that's one thing. Interval training. Now, the next thing that people who say that they can't lose weight and they've tried everything and then you find out their version of exercise is floating in a pool. I actually had that happen once. Lady comes in. I won't get into the details. She's dealing with some really bad stuff. It's ruining her life. And she's 100 pounds overweight. And I very politely, very respectfully kind of broached the subject and said, I think you're not going to, you know, because this was one of those ladies that wanted the best. I mean, she came in and it was like, I only see the best. Are you the best? I mean, she really only dealt with the best in her own delusion of what that meant. And when I ended up telling her, you've got to lose 100 pounds, she flipped. It doesn't matter how nice you say it. People flip. When you tell them the truth, they flip. That's the deal. So she told me then she exercises regularly. And when I asked her what she did to exercise, she literally told me she floats in her pool. She had a nice big pool and she floats in it each day, treads a little water. And this is the delusion people live within. And these are the same people that will tell you, I can't lose weight. Now, corollary to this, and this is the part two. If you find when you exercise, you hurt yourself so that there's no motion that you can engage in without hurting yourself. And I hear this all the time. Doesn't matter what I do, I hurt myself. I'll never get my heart rate up that high. I'll hurt myself. I defy you to hurt yourself in a swimming pool. And yes, you tread water, you will get your heart rate up to 140, 150, 160. You swim. You put a weighted vest on, a 10 or 15 pound weighted vest, and go in some water over your head. Or just water that makes you tread. If you're 6 feet tall, if you're a 5'5" tall woman, go in 5 feet of water so you can't drown. But if you just crunch up a little, you'll tread the water. Do that with a 10 pound vest on. You're not going to hurt yourself that way. You will hurt yourself in a Pilates class. You will hurt yourself in a yoga class. Here's another way. You're not going to hurt yourself. walking up a hill. You're not going to hurt yourself walking. Look, if you're going to hurt yourself walking, guess what? Don't listen to this show. I don't have a suggestion for you. If it's that bad, then I'll do another show for you. But I talk to people all the time who can more than easily get up a hill, who swear they can't lose weight. They've just never walked up a hill. You walk up a hill at about a 15% incline, and you keep moving those little feet one after the next, after the next, after the next. Eventually, as you look at your watch, you will get to the point where your heart rate's up at 150, 160. You will. And when you do, you have to sustain it at that heart rate. That could, you got to sustain it for 15, 20, 25, 30 seconds. And then you rest. You put your body next to a tree or a pole or a bench, and you sit down and you rest, and then you start up again. But if you don't hit the sufficient intensity, I'll call it 160 in this case, it's never going to work. You have to shock your body in the swim pool, in the on the hill, on the side of the mountain. You have to shock your body. What does shock your body mean? I'll tell you what it means. When I do this with people sometimes, and I look at their face, they're in shock. You got to push that edge there where you start to think this is too much. And then just as soon as 15 or 20 or 30 seconds pass, you got to stop and rest yourself. So no one's saying to go out and kill yourself. No one's saying go out and give yourself a heart attack. No one's saying do something stupid. You know what stupid is? Stupid's going to a yoga class and doing very slow yoga, but because the poses are ridiculous for you, spraining a knee or an elbow or a shoulder in a Pilates or a yoga class. That's foolish. But walking, guarantee you, you're not going to hurt yourself. And if you're not healthy enough to walk, well, there's another show for you, but it isn't this one. People that are so sick that they can't move, they're going to lose that weight in different ways. But for the majority of people running around, I can't lose weight no matter what I do. Rule number two, perform the motion in a way that's not going to hurt your joints. Uphill is one. Not 80% incline, not a 60, 50, 40% incline, a 15% incline. So it's a fairly challenging hill, but not like you're going uphill, like straight up, vertical. Second gear on the car, that kind of thing. So one, you've got a swimming pool. Two, you've got a hill. Number three, you cross train in your gym of choice, Equinox, say, or LA Fitness, which is a better place than Equinox as far as the gym equipment is concerned. LA Fitness is the best gym equipment other than some of the private gyms. 24-hour fitness is a rat hole. And Equinox, for what you pay, barely worth the money. They have cleaner showers. Their showers don't smell. LA Fitness, their showers stink. But LA Fitness has the best gym equipment. And it's cheap, and there's no contract. LA Fitness is a very good gym. Join LA Fitness and cross-train between the treadmill, the stair climber, and the elliptical. 10 minutes on the stair climber, 10 minutes on the treadmill, 10 minutes on the elliptical. And interval train that way. You're not going to hurt yourself on an elliptical. If you had to, my fourth choice is get on the bicycle, but bicycles, they're not as good. You got to do something where you're moving your whole body. Stair climbing, you're moving your whole body. Elliptical, treadmill will do. Put the treadmill on the incline. Now, I just told you, you're not going to hurt yourself that way. If you think you are, get a sports trainer. These are very user-friendly, joint-friendly options for you. All right. That's interval training. That's step number one. Step number two, you have to make sure. Now, if you leave this second step out, you're going to blow it. You have to make sure that throughout the day, you're going to take a glucose meter, something called an AccuCheck. You're going to go to the drugstore and buy it. You're going to figure out how to use it. It's very easy. And you're going to measure your blood sugar 1 hour after every meal. You're also going to measure your blood sugar during the day, just in the middle of nowhere during the day. So you're going to go to the drugstore. You're going to get an AccuCheck. You're going to figure out how it works. You're going to take your blood sugar 1 hour after every meal, and you're going to take your blood sugar a couple of times throughout the day. So say you take 5 readings, and forget the morning reading. Don't take the morning reading. It is a waste of time. It means nothing. What I want you to do is take your blood sugar 1 hour after you eat each meal per day and twice throughout the day, but away from meals. Don't get too anal retentive about this. But here's the number you want. 1 hour after you eat your food, your blood sugar has to be under 110. And during the day, in the middle of nowhere, your blood sugar has to be under 100. You have to get rid of your insulin resistance. You have to make food choices, you have to exercise, you have to do a few other things I'll get into to get rid of your insulin resistance. And forget your thyroid. As I remember this, do not start with this stupid thing about your thyroid. You go to some doctor, they measure your thyroid, and all of a sudden, this is a money-making scam. It's a joke. I won't even get into it. I don't want to sound too uppity about it. Forget the thyroid. The thyroid will come into line as you take care of your health. Low thyroid will become normal as you take care of your health. Do not do these solutions that have to do with Synthroid. They will keep you on that drug for the rest of your life. But as far as not losing weight, you've got to balance your insulin, your glucose insulin levels. We call that a more ketotic state of living. That doesn't mean you're in extreme ketosis. It means that when you're living with your blood sugar down at the numbers I cited, because of the food choices, because you've evolved your health, right? Like maybe it's not that way in the beginning, but it's pushing in the right direction. And then suddenly, because you've exercised a bit for a day or two, your blood sugar looks good. And then over a month or two, all of a sudden your blood sugar's functioning under 100 all the time. Add that to that workout of yours. If you just do those two things, you're going places. Now, number three. Number three is evening meal. The evening meal has to be your lightest meal. And you have to go to bed hungry. This is what kills people. I didn't say starving. I didn't say with your stomach burning to the point where, you know, you're going to be up all night because you're crying about food. I said just a little hungry. You got to feel that kind of growl in your stomach. So if you went to bed at 10 or 11, maybe you had something at 8 and it tided you over, but it was fully digested by 8:30, a quarter to 9. And by 9:30, 10 o'clock, you could eat again, but you don't because you know you shouldn't. No snacking, no eating, no nothing. There's another big one. Drink a ton of water. There's another big one. Before you eat, drink. Notice how I didn't get into food choices. Notice how I didn't get into that stupid argument about vegetarian, vegan, paleo, all these dumb arguments. I knocked it out in one punch. It's called keep your blood sugar low. I don't care if you do it eating white rice. Keep your blood sugar low, as I defined it. The next two, sweat and sleep. If you're not sweating doing the things I've told you to do, at 30 minutes you will be. But let's just say it's going to take you 6 months, 4 months to start sweating. Get in an infrared sauna and dry brush your skin each day. Find an infrared sauna, buy an infrared sauna, go find where you can pay for some sauna. And 2 to 3 times a week, sweat. Twice a week, sweat. Integrate it into your workout. Make yourself sweat. Dry brush the skin. Use saunas to get the sweat pores open. You combine that with bringing down the insulin. You combine that with getting up the hill, so to speak. Your body will begin to sweat. And all you need to add to that is some sleep. Okay, your sleep's not great. It doesn't have to be to lose weight. And I guarantee you, as you do, your sleep will improve. It will improve. But you have to do the things that you can do to promote your sleep just from the beginning. And there are many, many people that can change the sleep pattern instantaneously. They just don't. They're trying to do it on 4 hours. 5 hours. In a pinch for a week or two, okay. But to consistently keep your sleep at 4 to 5 hours and function just with enough energy so you can punch stuff on the keyboards at the desk at the office, you're not going to lose weight that way. All right. Now we've assembled. I mean, we could talk about a lot of things. We could add them all in. None of them are herbal. Don't waste a penny of your money. I don't care what anyone says. Do not waste a penny of your money on the garbage of fat-burning herbs. They are a joke. Fat-burning herbs do not work. Herbs have application. They are not for fat-burning. You do not take, like the double-blind placebo baloney studies say, you do not take or buy a fat-burning herb and do nothing else, as the study says, but take the herb and notice that suddenly that month you lost 6 pounds inexplicably. You just couldn't figure out why. Don't do that. It doesn't work. Single biggest scam in herbal medicine are these herbs you take to drop weight. I don't care what they are. I don't care what studies. But what you do do is move your body. What you do do is bring your insulin down. What you make sure you do is sleep. And what you make sure you do is sweat. And if the workouts don't get you to sweat initially, accelerate the rate at which you sweat by hitting an infrared sauna or any sauna. Just make sure a couple of times you sweat and then combine that with dry brushing the skin. Now, having said all this, I can stop. I really can stop right here, because that is all you have to do. And do not say you've done this, but it didn't work for you. If you've done what I said and it didn't work, you did it wrong. That I will guarantee you. Now, I will add, time permitting, one more addition. And that addition, and it's a big addition, is to integrate into the cardiovascular. 2 times a week, you work out to build muscle. Now, I've done shows on this. Listen to them. Because the addition of the muscle mass, and that's the classic stereotype. You have a 50 to 60-year-old individual, usually female, sometimes male. She hasn't exercised in a long time. Every time she does, she hurts herself. She's all muscle atrophied and convinced that she can't lose weight. In addition to what I've said, some program worthy of 2 times a week needs to be engaged in, evolve, hire a sports trainer that allows you to build muscle, tone it and build it a little, get a little more mass and a lot more tone. a little more mass and a lot more tone. You could do all of this at LA Fitness. You could do all of this at Equinox. You could do all of this in your backyard with your home equipment if you needed to. Muscle mass, blood sugar, burst training, sleep, sweat, water, done. I bid you a good week. Happy spring. Lose some weight. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That is the office. If you need help and the shows aren't enough, give us a call. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.